the sanctification of Aaron and his children took place during the Shmona Shimei Miluim, during the 8 days of sanctification. And as mentioned earlier in the week, so while Aaron had to wear the begotim and his sons, Moshe Rabbeinu only wore the white tunic. But the idea is, why was there Shmona Shimei Miluim? Why was there a week of separation? And you saw that same separation Ladoros. In other words, when Aaron HaKohen and or his sons who served in his place, before Yom Kippur, so the Kohanim were separated. So the question is why? Why not 2 weeks? Why not 1 day? So the point is that prior to confronting a Kodesh Baruch Hu, prior to coming in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need a separation. Kedusha means separation. For example, if God forbid, you saw by Yehuda and Tamar, the whole incident, he goes, Ayei HaKedesha Azebadech, where's the Kedesha? What does it mean, the Kedesha? A woman who was separated herself by prostitution from all other women and lost her nobility and lost her royalty, so she's referred to as a Kedesha, one that's separated. So the idea is that we're coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavdil, we're coming close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to separate ourselves in order to lift ourselves up. And we see the same separation, the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, you see the 7 days of mourning. You see this notion of a week is a unit that the Halacha refers to again and again and again, that as a human being, we need this whole week, we need a period of 7 days in order to prepare ourselves to come in contact with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we just hope and we pray that we should always be able to come before Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it was the Shmona Shimei Miluim, so that the Kvod Hashem should be Malayas HaMishkan, that the honor and the glory of God should be able to come down and dwell among us.